Two inmates who escaped a Mississippi prison last week have been apprehended. The two fled the state penitentiary in Parchman, the same prison where three prisoners were found dead last week. Two others died at different state facilities during the outbreak of gang violence that started in December. Authorities say the recent chaos is a symptom of systemic problems plaguing Mississippi's prison system. Joining us now with the latest is Alisa Zhu, investigative reporter for Mississippi's Clarion Ledger newspaper. Alisa, welcome. And what more can you tell us about how these inmates died?
All of the Mississippi Department of Corrections has really been saying about the violence that has been breaking out all over the state since December 29th is that these have been major disturbances. But it does seem like these are fights. All the inmates that have died of multiple stab wounds. Inmates must have shanks or knives or other things they are stabbing each other with. I've been getting lots of messages and calls from worried family members all over the state. It can be quite difficult to get verified information out of the prison system.
You mentioned talking with family and friends. What do we know about the victims?
When I spoke to the ex-wife of one of the victims, she wanted everyone to understand that these are not just convicts, which, you know, they all have been convicted of a crime, some of them very serious crimes. But they're more than that. They are fathers, they are brothers, they are sons and cousins. And they range, you know, from, I think, 25 to 40. They are from Parchman Prison, like you mentioned, as well as the South Mississippi Correctional Institution and the Chickasaw County Regional Correctional Facility.
You know, it might help our listeners to put this into context. Mississippi has the highest incarceration rate in the country, and this isn't the first time we've seen high numbers of deaths. Federal figures show that an average of 51 inmates died in prisons there per year between 2001 and 2014. NBC News also reports 16 deaths in a single month in 2018. What do these numbers reflect?
You can kind of think of what's happening in Mississippi right now as a fire. The kindling would be these long-running systemic issues that we've seen with the criminal justice and prison systems. We talk often about the underfunding, the understaffing, and then also all the issues that come with those problems. So if you think about it, if you don't have enough staff to run a prison, then the prison can go on lockdown for long periods of time. The prison where the first death occurred recently, it had been on lockdown all year. There was no visitation. Inmates could have limited movement within the prison itself, so limited exercise time. The food quality is poor. We've heard complaints about food not arriving on time. And so all of these issues are the kindling, while the gang violence that the Mississippi governor and Department of Corrections have been talking about would be the spark. But without plenty of dry kindling, there wouldn't be a fire. You wouldn't be seeing this level of widespread violence.
How is the governor actually responding and local officials?
Over the weekend, we saw the governor tweeting, mostly centering the blame on the gangs. He said that gang violence will not be tolerated. And then he also said in another tweet that Mississippi must invest in its prison system. As far as the Mississippi Department of Corrections goes, it's been pretty hard to get information out of them about what's going on. They said they're not releasing a ton of information because of concerns about safety and the ongoing investigation. But some of the questions I've asked, I feel like, are pretty basic, such as we don't even know how many inmates have been injured. We also don't know where violence has broken out in the past week or so, besides the three locations where there were deaths. And those are questions I've asked repeatedly, and they have not answered. Today is actually the first day of the legislative session, so it'll be really interesting to watch to see if the ongoing violence in the prison system will make a change to the legislative priorities. I know there is a protest scheduled, which I will be covering later this day.
That's Alisa Zhu, investigative reporter for the Mississippi's Clarion Ledger. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.